our Doug Steffens Good Day program, happy to have Uri Geller from his home in England with us. Spend time thinking about what it is that motivates you, because we all know a life without purpose is like a ship without a rudder. The purpose of a goal is to focus your attention. Your mind reaches toward achievement when it has a goal. There's no achievement if you don't have goals. So establish a goal that you can work with. Your goal will keep you going in tough times. Always have something ahead of you, sort of something to visualize as your next step. And Uri has spent his life teaching people how to do that. He's figured out how to do it himself. He's got lots of momentum. Mind, let's see if I can come up with an alliteration here. Momentous mind momentum maintained magnificently. I like that, Uri. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, very good.
You going to write that down?
I will.
No, you won't. You're not going to write that down. Huh?
In the future.
What are you doing? Uri Geller. Hey, what are you doing? I can tell what you're off onto something. What have you been doing? I can always tell when your mind is onto something. What are you doing?
Well, come on. Look, there's this huge scandal of
Rupert Murdoch
hacking into telephones here in England is just massive.
Well, it's over here now. Everybody's ready. No, the people who dislike Murdoch and Fox, they're taking this chance. Although MSNBC hasn't taken the shots that Fox probably would have taken had the shoe been reversed. Having said that, you never really wish, I'm not the type of person, nor are you, who wishes anybody ill. But, in a manner of speaking, are they reaping what they have sown? And the speculation is that Rupert Murdoch knew all about this.
Well, we don't know that, but I can tell you that throughout the years, I have had stories in Rupert Murdoch's newspapers that were simply libelous.
Scandalous.
And as a matter of fact, if you go to my website and go to my legal page.
Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you will see that I just settled out with The Sun, one of Rupert Murdoch's newspapers. They just invented a story that believe it or not, that I and Michael Jackson went to Simon Cowell, from The X Factor.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And wanted to convince him to instill one of Michael's records or songs with my words into the song of one of the X Factor winners to change the world economy. Now, I when I saw that story, I just could not believe my eyes, because you see, Doug, there are certain libelous remarks that were said about me throughout my life.
Right.
That kind of made sense, but they were lies. But
I remember the one in Japan. I know a number of them.
Story to be made up in such a manner that whoever read that big story thought that it was real.
Yeah.
And so I had to pick up the phone to my lawyer, and it took him a few months to settle out with his son. And I was doing a documentary at that time for the BBC called See You in Court, a very interesting series of, interesting people, some celebrities, some police officers and so on, that sued certain national newspapers. And they followed me and they interviewed my lawyer. And at one stage, I'm saying in this BBC documentary that I'm just shocked at how the editors of such a big newspaper, because The Sun is read by millions a day, can write such garbage in the paper. And they actually had to apologize. Now, Doug, a journalist, by the way, they claimed that they got that information from an email that I sent them. So, of course, I didn't send that email. I don't know where that email came from, whether it was some skeptic who wanted to damage me or whether they invented it. Who knows? But when such a story goes out in the press, Doug, and if it's unchallenged, what happens is that these newspapers, no matter how small or big they are, if they're a popular paper, they end up on the desk of commissioning editors who might want to get Uri Geller into a TV show, or maybe they're thinking of me hosting a show. Now, when they see an article like that, you know, I'm
they
out
discount
of the window.
It. Yeah. Do you know this Rebecca Brooks? And do you know Murdoch? Have you ever met Murdoch?
Yeah, I mean, I met Rebecca Brooks, you know, on a few occasions.
She's an angry-looking lady.
Again, I don't want to say anything.
No, I'm just looking at her face, and she's not a happy camper.
We just don't know. We don't know what will happen out of all this, but it's certainly massive, and News International's shares, as I understand, are falling.
Yeah.
But then if you look at Rupert Murdoch's overall empire, even in the Middle East, it's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, in the Middle East, he's now building a kind of a huge TV station that will broadcast, you know, for the Middle East. We're talking about 50 million viewers.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheikh that invested in his company is kind of, you know, he says, I'm still strong. I haven't moved. I'm still investing.
There's plenty. They're deep roots, very deep roots. Let me ask you about something that we have posted at DougStephan.com today. If you go to the video of the day, there is the story of an autistic artist who took a helicopter ride around Rome, and then he drew the city from memory. One trip drew the city from memory, and it is, if you've seen this or this sort of thing, I guess what we want to know is how that mind works. What do you know about people, this autism problem we have in America? I don't know how bad it is in England, but in America it's a problem created by...
I think this guy's actually German, Doug. So
is he German?
He's not even American, yeah.
Well, look, Doug, you know, there are certain people around the world who have amazing and unbelievable skills and talent. Sometimes, you know, like blind people, they're more intuitive. Mm-hmm. They have more, probably, a sharpened psychic ability, or they can detect things that we, people who see with our eyes, don't detect or don't hear.
Yeah.
It's rather amazing. Now, I read in the past that autistic children have a kind of an added facet in their mind. And this person is simply unbelievable to have such a photogenic memory. And how that can translate into the art form of his hand drawing the city of Rome is simply incredible. It's beyond belief. And those people do fall into the category of geniuses in this kind of a, I don't even know whether maybe it is paranormal a little. Maybe there is some psychic ability involved here.
What do you know about people who have autism? What do you know about their minds?
Well, if you Google autism and people who can, for instance, a very autistic child, if you sit him by the piano, I mean, he will start playing like Chopin. Unbelievable. No one really knows. In my opinion, it is a mystery. There's something very mysterious here. Maybe they are locked into or channeled into some type of a knowledge, an energy that gives them this ability to do these phenomenal things. I guess we'll have to learn so much more about the human mind.
Barry, you always say that we only use, 15% of our brain's capacity?
I believe that.
And, you know, I look at something like this and I think, wow, what if this person is using their whole 15% on this one ability? Or let's say they're using 30% of their brain's capacity. And these are the kind of things that I look at and I actually go, you know, Uri's onto something there. If the brain is capable of doing something like this, flying over a city for an hour and then recreating it by hand, pencil, on a piece of paper, to a T. They overlaid his drawing of the Colosseum over a photo of the Colosseum, and it was spot on.
Yep.
The sizing, the amount of windows, where the windows were, everything.
Unbelievable. This is
And it's amazing. So, I mean, what is the brain capable of that we just don't even
know what it's capable of?
And then on the other hand, you have quirky things like I just saw a video of a young, I think, Brazilian boy. And if you just place a fork or a spoon or a pot onto his chest or back, it'll stay there. He's a magnetic kid. And it is just incredible. I mean, I've seen the picture where he had at least 30 spoons and forks just hanging on his bare skin. And then his dad slapped a big, I think it was a metal pot, onto his chest, and it stayed there.
Wow. Good heavens.
So one must ask, what is this?
That's
is
a little freaky.
The mind is doing it, or is there more magnetism in his blood veins? These are mysteries of the mind, body, and soul that, you know, I guess we'll still have to learn and develop. Maybe we all will be able to do this in the future, but we don't know how to trigger it. We don't know how to start it off, ignite it. And this is why when I do my TV shows, I become a catalyst, I become a trigger, an enabler to the people watching me at home when I tell them, hold the spoon and believe that it's going to bend in your hand. Or say 1, 2, 3 to the watch, to the broken watch, and make it come alive. So that was a catalytic command for them to understand that they can also do it. And that phenomenon happens in people's homes.
You know, it's interesting how there are a lot of people around now. You know Deepak Chopra.
Yeah.
And he's come up with some kind of a game. It's called Leela. It's supposed to be used in place of some of the games that are on the Xbox. And the people, you know, kids spend a lot of time these days, like it or not, playing games. Adults do spend a lot of time with these game play things. So he's developed different we all know about the chakras. And this game that he has, this Leela, is all about understanding how, in a virtual way, you create something in your mind that isn't mind control. I mean, I don't know how everything that you look at on a screen could be considered mind control, right? You always say, use the television, use your mind as a television set.
Very much so. And you know, Doug, that big game companies or toy companies came up with amazing levitation games where with electrodes attached to your temples, you can focus on maybe just a cube and make it levitate. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. So, you know, when we speak about levitation, although we cannot levitate today, but there's no doubt that 50,000 years from now, everyone will be levitating, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody will be able to master the art of teleportation and dematerialization. We will simply be able to dematerialize ourselves from point A and appear in point B.
Beam me up,
Uri.
Yeah, beam me up.
That's what it is. That's all that stuff. And it's the power is in the... See, I think that's part of how we grow as beings. I think, you know, there's a word around now that the person who's going to live to be 150 is already alive. And the next 30, 40 years, a person will be born to live to be 1,000. I think you keep that in your mind. And why limit yourself? Why say, I'm going to live to be 100? Why not just say, I'm going to live to be as old as I possibly can be?
Yep.
Part of, yeah. All right, hurry. Uri Geller on the Good Day program. UriGeller.com is a good place to check out all kinds of wonderful, marvelous, mind-melding material.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Now, here's a little synchronicity. My God, do I love Uri Geller and how he gets us all to think. So, Richie, I'm looking at the number one song from this week in 1974. It is this song,
sure.
Rock and Roll Heaven.
Right.
If you look at the list, the number one song from this week in 1973 was a song that the Righteous Brothers just mentioned in their song Rock and Roll Heaven. Now let's see how good you are. Let's see if you can find the song that to the day it was the last song Jim Brown's about to get away.
I know it is.
Okay.
Hold on, man.
Right.
All right, so 1 year earlier,
yep.
It would have been this song.
That's what it is. Day, same day, same week, same month, a year earlier, Jim Croce's last song, Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
Little south side of Chicago.
Great, another great song.
It's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just be well. Morning trouble. You see, you stand about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call the treetop lover. All the men just call him sir.
Back. Leroy Brown. That is. Gotta get the television fixed, Richie, because I'm sitting here half naked.
You're half naked, right. Doug?
I have my shorts on, but that's it.
You have no shirt on.
I have no shirt on.
Yeah, like I would really put that over
it's
here.
Well, I'm sitting here with just my boxers on and no shirt on, Doug.
Oh, good for you, Roberta.
You guys. You know, but we were talking about the guy who was autistic and had the ability
yes.
to recreate Rome by drawing it after flying over it in
yep.
an hour. I will propose to you that there's not much of a difference between a guy like that and a guy like Jim Croce.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who in the, what, 5 years that he was well known had how many number one hits?
I think
how
six
many
or seven.
Top ten hits?
Another dozen.
I mean, and he wasn't around 10 years.
Yeah, rattle them out.
Yeah.
Just kept going. On and on and on. Yeah, brilliant stuff. Brilliant.
And between 1966 and 1973, he released 6 studio albums.
Yeah.
And had 11 singles.
Yeah. Pretty amazing
Time
stuff.
Time in the Bottle and this one, number one.
He and Mozart. Very prolific.
Amazing.
Yep. We have amazing minds. We need to use them better and more.
We just need to tap into it.
Yep. And that's why you're here, Richie. Have me teach you how to use that mind of yours, that marvelous mind.
I'm a lost cause. Move on to somebody else, sir.
McFadden's marvelous mind. That's what we're into fixing. Roberta and Richie and Dougie at 27 after the hour. We'll have our, associated with some email, we have a word scramble coming up in a few minutes. There's a story at DougStephan.com, pretty disgusting. You may have seen the story or heard the story about these girls trying to raise money to go to a water park, put up a lemonade stand in front of their house, and the long arm of the law, Midway, Georgia, the police chief, Kelly Morningstar, and a deputy came to shut them down. These are 10-year-old kids.
Oh, my goodness.
And the sheriff and the deputy comes to shut them down. You know what I say to you, Morningstar?
Good Lord.
You're a piece of dirt. The law is the law, she said, and these people have broken the law. Go do something with yourself that hurts. Hey,
takes a lot of yayas to shut down a lemonade stand.
It sure does. 28 are a lot of dummy cells in
your
brain.
Hey, folks, Ken Evans here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number, because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night Discovery Vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels for the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-615-0438. 1-800-615-0438. Toll free. 1-800-615-0438.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now, all special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. That's a nice price break on one of the most trusted names in windows, which means you can build with the best quality products and still lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can grow a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with wild birch bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes. and about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying? It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
What will it take to fix your day? Is it fixable? Is it starting off well? Have you been at it for a while and you're happy to be alive and working on a good day? It's Tuesday. All kinds of things are coming our way, including lots of Facebook answers to questions and lots of connections on the email, doug@dougstefan.com. It almost seems like it's old now because our Facebook page connects to a lot of the things that we do. 750 million people around the world on Facebook.
Hmm.
750 wow. million. But yet, things boil down. We remember when email was so new, the nuance. And now, can you survive? Do you know anybody? Edgar is one. Edgar doesn't have an email address.
Really?
I don't know anybody else who hasn't got an email address. Do you know anybody, Roberta, doesn't have an email address? In your circle of friends? No.
No.
Richie,
no.
You know anybody who doesn't have an email address?
My kids, but they're 7 and 4.
Well, that doesn't count. We're talking
I'm talking about
an adult.
Yeah, doesn't have an email address.
No.
Yeah. Your father had one, your mother has one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Answers the email. It's really quite a neat thing.
Yeah,
instant communication. I sent a note yesterday to Tony and to Brendan and Megan that I thought I'd come. I have to go to Las Vegas on Sunday, so I thought I'd fly to L.A. and we'd have lunch. And then I'd go back over to L.A. and I said, anybody on? And within seconds, Tony, yep. And then Brendan was on board later on.
But here's the funny thing.
Yeah.
Email is passe now.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook was 750. Everybody communicates
Facebook,
on that. A lot of people. I
will tell you.
I'm not
that. A year and a half ago or something like that, used to walk down the halls here.
Yeah.
And people would scoot away from their Facebook page and pull up something, you know, a document I'm looking at. You know, I'm not really checking Facebook, I'm on a document.
Right.
Now, I do 20% of my business communications via Facebook.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. What's an example of that?
Got
more people, there's no
business
privacy
communications?
To Facebook.
No. It'd be a message. It'd be like either instant messaging or a Facebook message, not on somebody's wall or something like that. Perfect example is I met a person who runs an advertising company, and we do business with them now.
Uh-huh.
And we met through Facebook.
Really?
And so when we ever connect with each other, We do it through Facebook. Many of the show hosts that we have here at the network, I will connect with them through Facebook.
Really?
Some of the PR people who like to kind of pitch guests to us, we do it through Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just there's a lot
well,
of
mine people. Comes into my regular email account as well.
A lot, you know what, Doug?
Yeah.
A lot of the program directors that we have as our stations, that run the stations that we're on, more of them I talk through on Facebook than I do through email.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
It's all very interesting.
So let's go back to the old, do we have a Facebook? We ought to get a new jingle. Facebook. We have Facebook. We have lots and lots
we
of
try
Facebook.
Here, let's see how it sounds. Here,
Facebook. We have Facebook. We get your Facebook every day. Ding dong, here's your Facebook today.
That's not bad. That works.
Here's Wayne Veraska, who says you recently had a jumbled word to figure out. It was cashew, but you were all talking about making the word eschew.
Eschew, yeah.
Eschew. I just wanted you to know that if cashew had another E instead of the A, you would indeed have the word eschew, which means to avoid or shun. So you were on the right track. Thank you. Great show always. Wayne Veraska in Eugene, Oregon. KUGN. All right, so let's the spirit of that, we ought to have a word scramble. Why not, right? Let's get people working. Everybody ready?
Okay, ready.
Hold on. No, no,
go ahead. Wait, I'm getting my pen.
My pen is not ready yet. Paper.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 letters.
All right. I now have my paper and pen. I am ready.
We are ready. All right. This word has 7 letters. Everybody ready? 800-510-8255. Roberta is going to try to figure it out. Richie's going to try to figure it out. You figure it out. You call us. You get the prize. That simple. That easy. 800-510-8255. Okay, here.
If I figure it out, do I get a prize?
You are a prize, Roberta. You're the prize, in fact. All right, so this word has, it doesn't have any duplicates. It has all single letters, 7 single letters. Shall I do the consonants first or the vowels?
It doesn't matter.
Only
it
has two. Matter. It only has 2 vowels. Actually, no, that's not true. It has 2 vowels. One of them is seen twice. There are 2 Y's. Did I say there was no duplicate letters? There are.
Okay.
There's 2 Y's.
Right.
All right. There's an E. Those are the vowels.
I-Y-E.
Okay.
That's it. 2 Y's and an E.
Yep.
Okay.
In terms of consonants, there's an R, there's a T, there's an S, and there's an M. An R, T, S, M, 2 Y's and an E. What's the word? Ladies and gentlemen, be the first to call us at 800-510-8255. You got about 1 minute and 20 seconds in the 2020 window. Figure out the word to get the Swell Doug Steffen prize. Again, there are 2 Y's, 1 E. In the consonant department, there's an R, there's a T, there's an S, and there's an M. What is the word, if you please? If you play your cards right, we'll have a same brain frame drain game later on this week, too, Roberta. A lot of people are interested in that. Good for your brain. Good to keep your brain going. Especially in this world where we have so many stories every day. I want to bring Ken in a few minutes and talk about this study on Alzheimer's. There is an indication that an eye test, you could be given an eye test, and it would clue in the researcher or the doctor as to whether or not either you had Alzheimer's or you were going to get Alzheimer's. Right now, you got to go through the system that I went through, which is expensive, in order to find out what's going on in your brain. But this is a new way of checking that out, so I want to have Ken in on that. And then there's another study that focuses on brain injuries and what they do for those who might have dementia or Alzheimer's. We'll talk to Ken about that in a few minutes. Richie's happy to tell you he's got it. That's
got
only
it.
Because he probably looked at some of the calls that were coming in.
I did not.
You did not. All right. So we'll have the answer in a matter of moments. 800-510-8255. Good day time is 19 before the hour.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds. So sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacall.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why just eat when you can eat and play? Head to Dave & Buster's for our Eat & Play combo. For just $15.99, you get a $10 game card and your choice of one of eight tempting entrees. Let loose on cutting-edge games like Guitar Hero and Time Crisis. Then dig into unbelievably tasty entrees like our famous Blackjack Chicken or Philly Cheesesteak. The $15.99 Eat & Play combo, only at Dave & Buster's. Eat & Play combo available all day Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Pricing varies in select locations.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Women do move the world. Happy to acknowledge that. I think it's a wonderful thing, a marvelous thing. Muscles in women, women in strength, women with good minds. It's really all part of that. Somebody came to my...
Saw a bumper sticker yesterday. Women make great leaders. Yeah. You're following one now.
Yeah. There's a woman came into my the dairy store at the farm yesterday, and she was one of the most physically attractive women that I've seen in a long, long time. And she obviously spends a great deal of time in the gym and has, and we were talking about, she comes for the raw milk because she thinks mm-hmm. the raw milk supports her. She's probably...
Oh, you struck up a conversation with this person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're surprised.
What a shock.
I know, Rich. Okay. So anyway, she's in her late 40s, I'm guessing. She had a couple of children with her, and she was talking about the milk and how wonderful it is, and then she was going through her routine, her physical routine, and she said that she's spending her life redefining femininity, which I thought was it's a phrase that I don't know that I've ever felt that it had been encapsulated before. But women, the new age of women and their physicality is, for many, redefining femininity. And I'm all for it. I think it's a wonderful thing. It's very enticing in all kinds
and
of ways.
I have a friend I went to high school with. She gets into the bodybuilding stuff, but she doesn't do it to the point to where it's...
Yeah, no. You don't have to use drugs. It's terrific. Okay, meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're going to see if we can find out what this word is, putting all of these pieces together. I don't know a Mimi in El Paso, but I'd like to meet one. May I meet a Mimi in El Paso? Hello, is this Mimi in El Paso?
Hello.
Hi, Mimi. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm well, thank you very much. Do you agree with what I just said about redefining feminism?
Sure.
Sure, she's not going to argue with me. Of course. Whatever you say, it's right. It's okay with me, Doug. Good for you. All right, so Mimi, what's the word?
Mystery.
Mystery is the word. How long did it take you to figure it out?
Oh, a few seconds.
A few seconds.
Wow.
All right.
That's good.
Hold on. Yeah, that was very good. Hold on just a second. Ethel, what did you think the word was?
Symmetry.
Symmetry. There's no C in it.
Oh, all righty.
All right?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks.
Good guess, though.
Yep.
That was a good guess. Yeah, thank you. All right, so we got everybody on board. Look at all these people. North Dakota, Missouri, Ohio, Florida. But Mimi takes the prize. So I'm going to send you a Doug Steffen. I think maybe we have clothing that has the Good Day logo on it. You want something like that, Mimi?
You know, that sounds fun.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll take good care of you. Thank you. Speaking of fun, Dr. Ken is here in just a moment, and we'll have a little fun, I'm sure of that.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayville Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert of the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. We'll talk about baby aspirin. There's a lot of information coming out of this Alzheimer's meeting this weekend, and we ought to touch base on a few of them. First, though, I want to differentiate. We have a couple of different products that we are talking about. One of them is aimed at curing problems. The other one is aimed at preventing problems. They are not related. They don't come from the same store. But it's just interesting how people have come to you, Ken, and said, I want you to tell the story. AlloCure is about helping people both internally and externally. I think that's what's marvelous about AlloCure. You can ingest it or you can put it on your body, right?
AlloCure, it's an all-natural solution, Doug, that calms stomach acid and allows your body to heal itself. It's the number one base supplement for balancing stomach acid.
All right, so when you hear Dr. Ken talk about AlloCure, you may try. There's a special offer for people that are listening to us right now. I think if you call this number, you'll be happy you did. 855-879-2873. That's 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. AlloCure, 855-879-2873. Help yourself cure what ails you. That's what AlloCure is all about. And prevention, business about getting the nature and healthy trinity, what that prevents, the brilliant probiotics. It's two very different things, but yet people might say, oh, okay, one is as good as the other. No, one is for one thing. Probiotics are to prevent you from having stomach problems, right?
Well, and also to rev up your immune system, Natron. It's the leading manufacturer of probiotics worldwide, Doug. It's internationally recognized for its pioneering work and research. It produces the finest quality probiotics for these beneficial bacteria. The product's even delivered straight from our manufacturing plant in Southern California to your door, and it's packed in ice, and it's handled just like plasma.
Yeah, it's very well handled. 888-9-NATRON is the way to order this. 888-962-8736. All right, so quickly, the Alzheimer's report. A lot of things this week from the Alzheimer's Association.
Well, if your mom has Alzheimer's, you may be at high risk. And also, baby aspirin, it may help improve the thinking skills of women over the age of 70.
Take a baby aspirin, Roberta.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardSuits.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardSuits.com. www.HardSuits.com.
Diana Ross and Lionel Richie from the movie Endless Love, which was the top song of the week, top at the box office as well, during the week of July, what is it, 18th? Yeah, third week of July 1981, believe it or not, 30 years ago.
Is this the Brooke Shields movie?
30 years ago, no.
Endless Love, who was in that? Chucker?
Doesn't say.
Doug, you get into all the sappy movies. Who was in Endless Love?
I don't know.
I can't take anymore.
Doesn't make any difference anyway. Violence never gets you anywhere, Rich.
It got me out of that song.
54 past the hour. Chucker, who was in that movie? I don't remember who was in the movie.
Which movie?
And okay.
Welcome to the show, Chucker.
Moving right along. Let's do a contest. This is a fun movie. This defined a different side of the, I think of both of the actors, actually, who are in this movie, both the leads. And no,
yeah,
three.
Brooke Shields.
There are three leads. She was in, Endless Love. Did I say no or yes to that question?
I don't think you said anything.
Okay. Well, I would.
It was also used in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Richie, we have time for all of this?
Sure, let's go.
All right. We have three clips from the number one movie during this week in 1994. As I said, it sort of, in a way, redefined all three of the stars. I hope you'll hear all three of the voices as we play three different clips from this movie, identify the movie, and get the swell prize if you have never won before on Movie Moments. Here would be our first clue.
I love the computer business.
I need to hear that one.
Recognize
more time.
The voice, right?
Hold on one more time.
I love the computer business.
Chucker, you got it?
Yeah, another clue.
Another clue.
I come home one day, and the house is completely empty. And I mean completely empty. She even took the ice cube trays out of the freezer.
I got it.
All right. That's two of the three. Let's see if the last clue has a third star in it.
This is the problem with terrorists. They're really inconsiderate when it comes to people's schedules.
No, didn't have her.
No, the female lead is not in this.
Yeah, good movie. Fun.
Ah, great movie.
Breakout role for one of the guys.
Yeah, the guy you heard in the second clip.
Right, that was his breakout role.
Yep. And he and the star have remained friends because it was, if it weren't for the star encouraging him to do what he did, he would not have done it. So he said when he told me in that interview. Remember when I sat?
Yeah.
He brought a guitar to the interview with me, I think, if I remember correctly.
He did bring a guitar. Yeah.
All right, anyway. 800-510-8255. All I can remember is seeing him drive around in his Bentley convertible with his fat former wife in the car. That's all I remember.
Who's got a new TV show, actually.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, a reality show.
All right. This is, we're going around and around here. 800. He was associated with a very popular sports TV show for a while,
too. His
wife threw him out of the house, said, you got to go somewhere every day. He's not married to her anymore,
any
either.
Female leads doing yogurt commercials.
There you go. And she has beefy arms. 800-510-8255. Name of the movie. Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
Yes, some casting news, Doug. Actor Kevin Costner in talks to play reportedly a very nasty villain in Quentin Tarantino's Spaghetti Western Django Unchained. The film will also star Leonardo DiCaprio, who will play the main villain, and Jamie Foxx will play a slave, the movie's hero. As for Costner, he also will play Jonathan Kent in the new Superman movie. So Costner, who is probably the biggest movie star, one of the biggest movie stars of the 90s, is really reviving his career in 2011. Other news, with Friday Night Lights ending its terrific five-year run on NBC Friday night, director and producer Peter Berg reportedly trying to put together a new movie version with the same cast. I would argue that Friday Night Lights is one of the top 10 best TV shows of all time. I really liked it a lot. And Universal Pictures deciding to pull the pro plug on producer Ron Howard's proposed big screen version of Stephen King's epic novel, The Dark Tower, deeming the project way too expensive. So,
really?
Yeah, looking forward to that. It's not going to happen.
That's too bad.
One other bit of news, the movie Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah.
Friday, reportedly tracking very weak, which surprises
me.
Experts predict it will only open in the $30 million range and top out at about $90 million, which if you told me at the beginning of the summer, I would have thought the exact opposite.
You know what? Here's what we say to the critics and those people who suggest those things.
Right.
There you go. Takes good care of that.
Right.
Robin in Mobile, Alabama, WABB. How are you, ma'am?
Doing good.
That's good. Nice to hear. What movie do you think we just were bringing little snippets of your to your ear? What is that movie?
True Lies.
Yeah. What did you like best about the movie?
I actually liked Arnold. I liked him in the movie, but the whole movie was good. I didn't have one particular favorite part.
Yeah, it was very good. It was a great time for... For what's his face coming out of his shell?
Tom Arnold, right.
That's who I like.
Yep. All right, Robin, you get the prize. Thank